Good morning. Today is October 23rd, and you're listening to OK OK, the On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast, with readings from Praying God's Promises for My Child by Linda K. Taylor. Today's promise from the scripture is that God promises to make all things new. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, the home of God is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will remove all of their sorrows, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. For the old world and its evils are gone forever." And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making all things new." And then he said to me, "Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true." That's Revelation 21, verse 3 through 5. Can you imagine heaven? What will it really be like to live with God? John tried his best to describe what apparently was indescribable. We may not understand it completely, but we can trust that heaven will be a place of perfect joy. The promise that God will make his home with his people fulfills the longing expressed in the entire Bible. We want to see God, and we long to be near him. His Holy Spirit gives us a taste of eternity with God, but one day God's home really will be among his people. God will live with us. On that day, everything will be perfect. There will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. The old world and its evils will be gone forever, and God will make all things new. Heaven is a very real place. Everyone who's believed on the Lord Jesus Christ will be there, and it will be our home forever. The hymn Amazing Grace says that when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun. What a glorious promise. Please join me in today's prayer. You promise, Lord, that you will one day make your home among your people. Thank you that my child is one of yours, Lord, and thank you that we'll be able to be together forever in your home. You promise that you will make all things new and that the old evil world will be gone. You promise that this will be a place without death, sorrow, crying, or pain. Give me, my child, comfort and knowing that this is what awaits her. Let her trust that this is a promise that will come true, just as every other promise you've made comes true. Help her to be faithful to you until she arrives there, and thank you for the reality of heaven. It will last forever, and it is our future. Thank you, Lord. Amen.